Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Sinkton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Sinkton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Almada moves to third. Lewis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Almada scores. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Fred Sinkton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sinkton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Sinkton reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sinton moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Sinton moves to third. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Shea trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Sinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peete. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Pete Steele second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sington hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Sington reaches second base with a double. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Travis bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Sington moves to third. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Sington scores. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Appleton covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Krivic chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Appling. Almada goes all the way around to score. Lewis moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sington takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sinton moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonura for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Merv Shea. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Mulehaus pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Sid Cohen now pitching. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Mulehaus. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive beyond third. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ed Link now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Luke Sewell now catching. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.